Okay, Monday night, Minchas Chinuch Shir is learning the sugyas of Shabbos, of Chanukah in Shabbos. Monday night, early Yud Zayin Kislev. And we just quoted the Beis Halevi that starts off his pieces on with saying that there's a minig of Ba'ilim to learn these three blots. So we're starting with Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the last three lines. Amar Avuna, there's going to be three shitas. What about on Chanukah? Psilos u'shmonim she'omru chachomim he'm avlikim b'hem b'shabbos because of the gzera of Shemayata, it's called Shemayata. Ain't madlikim ben b'chanukah, you don't use it on, they can't be used on Chanukah either. And bein b'shabbos bein b'chol. Now, he could have just said plain, and it would have meant probably bein b'shabbos bein b'chol. So Tosfos learns that by saying bein b'shabbos bein b'chol, there's an implication that there's a different reason on chol than Shabbos. The reason might be different reasons. One reason for chol, one reason for Shabbos. So we'll see. We'll see. Because this is something all the Rishonim talk about. Why are two reasons given? But Taisa says just the very lashon of like, what are you throwing in? Bein b'shabbos bein b'chol. You could learn in a superficial way that the Mishnah was talking about Shabbos or Friday, you know, Shabbos candles. So Rav Huna says you can't use them on Chanukah, Bein B'Shabbos, which would mean it's because of Shemayate also, and Bein B'Chol, which is no very Shemayate. So that's what Taisa says, that there's an implication in it that there's a new reason here. Oh, my Rav, my time with Rav Huna. So Rav is going to explain Rav Huna. Kasavad kavsa zakukla. The Ner Chanukah has to burn for a certain amount of time, as we'll see on Omid Beis. That's assumed to be a chatzi shah by the Rishayna. So it has to burn for a chatzi shah. So Rashi says, kavsa Ner Chanukah zakukla, l'sakna. Hilkach tzorch l'chatchila So Rashi is a little strange. It's talked about by the Pnei Yeshua, by the Rishash, by the Beis Halevi. But I want to, at least the first night, just, you know, keep an even keel of Pashtus. One thing's for sure, that the Shmonim and Silos would burn a half hour. Obviously, if you have something that wouldn't last a half hour, then in Svara, you can't use it. Whether Kofsa Zokokla or Kofsa Ein Zokokla, Zokokla means you have to fix it, right? And relight it. Zokokla means you have to relight it. Ein Zokokla means just leave it. But certainly in Svara, and this happens to be the din also, that if it inherently won't burn for a half hour, then you can be yotzei with it, even if we pass through kavsa ein zakukla. But it has to be rolling to burn the half hour. If it goes out, ein zakukla. So you have to, and this gives rise to shailus about putting the Chanukah in a windy place. What happens if inherently it could burn for a half hour, but you put it in a place where it won't because of the wind? Or it probably won't, or it maybe won't. That's why it's relevant what's got here. And then this gives rise to the shilas with all the menorahs that people light with the glass thing, and if not for the glass thing, there are nights. You know, lately it's been pretty warm, Chanukah time. But there are certainly nights when it's very, very windy, and a big wind. And so is that okay if you light it, you immediately close the thing, but at the time you lit it, so that the place can do allow. Okay, but Akaponim, what you see in Rashi, and with something Gemara, if it has to do with Kofsa Zokukla and Ein Zokukla, that means that the pastus, it would burn for a half hour. Even the inferior Shmonim and Silos would burn for a half hour. If the pastus, they wouldn't burn for a half hour, then. So, but it's a serious enough issue that we have to be afraid it'll go out. That's the way Rashi's learning. So again, although it's not the Madrega, this is how you have to learn. It's not the Madrega of it'll probably go out, because or else it has nothing to do with Kosel Zokoklaw or Ein Zokoklaw. Probably not. Haskama on the part of virtually all the Achronim, Rishonim, that if it's not Roy, it's a burn for half hour. You're not Yotze, according to everybody. So you have to say this is called Roy to burn for half hour, but it's common enough that it won't burn for half hour that we are looking at the guy and saying, well, there's a good chance it'll go out before the half hour, and since we paskin kosa zokokla, so we have to be afraid that you won't do it. And if we paskin kosa ein zokokla, then apparently this is in the twilight zone, where bapashtas it will burn for a half hour, and therefore you don't say, and now the only deal is kofsa ein zokokla. The kofsa is motzu enough that if you hold kofsa zokokla, we can't let you use the shmona muktiva. Obviously, if the kofsa would be rare, then it wouldn't make so much sense to say that you can't use the shmona muktivos, because Rashi learns kofsa zokokla, and we're afraid he won't. And Rashi Gwadda says, posha, and he won't. Posha, and he won't. Not he'll forget to do it, but posha, and he won't. I guess they talk about it. Like, right, I don't want to go into it now, or maybe ever, or not in this year, but we'll see. I'll see. But posha, that's what we're afraid of. It doesn't have to mean posha nazed. It means posha, he's busy with other things, you know, he's busy. So he won't get around to it, and he won't be talking for below the sake law. So that's why. So that's that explains chol.
Mm-hmm.
What?
A little bit of him.
It explains chol. It doesn't explain Shabbos, because Shabbos, you can't be Mesak in it. You can't be Mesak in it. So you're either Yotze or you're not Yotze. Even, so again, if you're going to say Kosel Zokokla, you're not Yotze, then probably Kosel Ein Zokokla, you're not Yotze either. But if it's Roy to burn, then, if this is how Pnei Yeshua points this out, then if you're an Ones, because it's Shabbos, then the din becomes Ein Zokokla. You're Yotze. If you're Yotze, you're Yotze. If it's Chol and Kofsa Zokokla, so this is Pnei Yeshua's Misa. The reason why she says Doma Porka is because everybody's mode there that if it goes out and you're an Ones, then you're Yotze. Even if you hold Kofsa Zokokla. Again, if the old kofsa ein zokokla, then the yotze, so to speak, as soon as you light it. Everybody's mind it has to be roy to be lit for a half hour. That's the consensus of the akreinim. Or else you're not yotze. So here we have to say Dilma Posha. So for the Yeshua at least speaks out, because if you'd be an oinus, then you wouldn't be yotze. You wouldn't be afraid of anything. Even if kofsa zokokla, but remember, it was Roy to burn for the half hour. Now it went out. Now the din is Zokokla, you're an onus. So you're Yotze. I would compare it to a famous halacha by tzitzis, that the din is to put tzitzis on your arba kanfos. So on Shabbos, you like potter from tzitzis. Because if you find yourself with a beged without arba kanfos, maybe lechatchila you shouldn't put it on. But if you're putting it on, it becomes possible. So Shabbos, you can't put on tzitzis, you're an oinus. So you don't have to put on tzitzis, you're an oinus. The mitzvah is not an issa to wear arba kanfos without tzitzis. The mitzvah is the asul lahem tzitzis al kanfei b'gdehem adol osa. So that's why on Shabbos, it's like there's no mitzvah to put on, you're an oinus. So here also, that's why Rashi says Dilma Parsha. On Shabbos, you're always an oinus. You're an ones, so you would be Yotze. And that's why it has to look, that's why the Gemara has to look for a different reason. Tyson says the Gemara looks for a different reason because of the Lashon. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. And there was no reason to say such a lashon. So that's why Tyson says, the Ramask of a mutter, Tyson says, that's why the Gemara senses that there's another reason why it's, why you can't use the Shvanim and Psilos on Shabbos. Another reason. Because why do you speak out Bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol? But according to Rashi, it's very clear that the reason doesn't work on Shabbos. Well, since you Yotzei, because it's only totally in Kafsa Zokoklar, as Gemara says. But you are Yotzei. So even if Kafsa Zokoklar, Rashi says it's only Dilma Pasha. On Shabbos, you're not Pasha. So we have to look for another reason why you can't use those money. You can't say because they're likely to go out.
But he can't say because he's just likely to want it. By mistake, he's going to want to rewrite it. All week he's for sale. If he doesn't rewrite it, last Shabbos, then he might, by mistake, try and want to think he has to rewrite it. It's like somebody out there.
What do you mean, why? Rashi sees that the Gemara looks for a different reason on Shabbos. So that's how Rashi knew that the only cheshash is Dilma Pasha. But if you're an ones, then it wouldn't matter.
Why not? But like, by Shabbos, why you have to have good oil?
The Gemara doesn't know like that.
Shemayata. No, by Shabbos. Not
no, well, here also Shemayata, but only because Mutal Shabbos Laura. We're not afraid he's going to relight it on Shabbos. We're not afraid he's going to relight it. We're talking about it went out. Shemayata is serious. When it's lit, he'll forget himself. He's reading a book, a mutter, a book to read on Shabbos, and he'll be mad there. Yeah. One of the most difficult, although it's only Rabbanon, areas in Hilchos Shabbos, I found is Shtar HaYotos. I heard of that phrase. So someone just wrote a sefer on it, and I was Bill Chasson, have it on my table. Shtar HaYotos is called, and it's very thorough. All the contemporary shilas, all the contemporary place give way in about different things. Can you read a cookbook on Shabbos? Can you study for a test? Can you look at a newspaper? Everything. It just came out like a month ago. Shtar HaYotos. Anyway, he's reading, and he'll be matzeh. We're not afraid he's going to make a new light. He's going to make a light on Shabbos. So he's an onus, and he's yotzei the mitzvah of Chanukah on Shabbos, even if it goes out, even if Kafsa Zokoklar. He's the Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach, and it makes Rashi very clear. I think the Beis HaLevi, just he brought a Beis HaLevi today, so we have to, we want to make him happy. So the Beis HaLevi says something else, I think. And he talks about this question about, I don't know what he said. Also the fact that even you have to say the Shmonim Upsilos would last a half hour. And Yotza, it's a question of only Kopso Zokotlo, and you won't relight it. Okay. Kosova Kopso Zokotlo, Umutal Ishtabish Laura. You could use the Ora, and the Melech, the Shabbos Osur, Shemiyat el Tzarech Tashmish. He's using it, he's reading the book, whatever he's doing, it's Mutal Ishtabish the Ora. So who is the Shemiyat? So that's why you can't use it. You can't use Neres Chanukah for these things, on Chol, because Kosu Zokot Law, and we're afraid you won't rewrite it. And on Shabbos, because Mutal Ishtabish the Ora, and there's Shemiyat.
Okay. Together, by the way, or no, just two separate things?
Two separate things. We're going to see different sheets of the Gemara. For Rav Chisda Omar, Madlikin Behen Bechol, so we know already, he's going to hold Kafsa and Zokotla, and below B'Shabbos, he's going to hold Mutzal Ishtamish Liora. And indeed, the Gemara says, Kasavar Kafsa and Zokotla, right? So you can use these, right? And there's no... But Umutal Ishtam Ishliora. And here it says Beferish, that of course a Dungle you can use it. Obviously, it's something that inherently would burn the half hour. Umutal Ishtam Ishliora. Yeah, so it's Shemayata. Amrav Zera, Amrav Masna, Va'amil, Amrav Zera, Amrav. Shilas Ushmanim, Sha'amru Chachamim, Ein Madlikin Ben B'Shabbos, Madlikin Ben B'Chanukah, Ben B'Chol Ben B'Shabbos. Amar Rav Yirmiya Maitaima, Kosovar Kovsa, Ein Zokutla. So that's why you could use it, B'Chol. V'asu L'shtamish La'ora. Now why, a lot of reasons are given in the Rishonim. Why it's also L'shtamish La'ora. We'll see tomorrow. We'll go into the Ran and the Rosh and the reasons given why it's also the Stamish La'ora. A lot of reasons given. The Gemara talks about it in terms of Bizui Mitzvah. But, okay. Yeah. So that's why it's Mutta. Amru Rabbana Kamit Abaye, Rabbi Yirmiyos Hezber. Of Rav, Mishmeid Rav Yirmiyah v'loy Kibla, because Rav Yirmiyah's Meikil, the Beis Halevi explains. At least he's Meikil that Kofsu and Zokotla. He's obviously Machmir that also was Tamar Seora, but he's Meikil. That's what Beis Halevi explains. He wasn't Makabal the Kula part. He also Ravin. Amru Rabbanon Kamidabaye Mishmeid Rab Yochanan.
What's that?
What does that mean? Yeah, that's what it means. But he wasn't eminent enough that he would rely on him. He wasn't chashim enough, like, it doesn't pass for me to learn from you. It wasn't chashim enough to rely. That's why the Beis Halevi explains we're talking about the Yisaynach on him for the Kula. Like a lot of people going around saying what the Moshe held about things, and you have to know which Talmidim are Roi Lismoch Aleihem and which Talmidim are not Roi Lismoch Aleihem. So these people were traveling from between Bobo and Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yechon was in Eretz Yisrael, right? So when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said it, Mishmeid Rabbi Yechon. Or Amru Rabbanon, Mishmeid Rabbi Yechon. I guess he told them that Rabbi Yechon said it, not Rabbi Yirmiyah. Kibla. Rabbi Yechon, he was like Mishmeid. But it turned out that he was Makabalit, and therefore he accepted it as a true din. So Omar Sabayi then said, Izakoi, Gemarte Lushmaitse Meikara, I would have known and solidified and had these halachas earlier in my life, Meikara. Vagomra, what's the difference? I don't know, the difference in the ensuing years, maybe Paskin wrong to people. I mean, unless the Gemara means that's not something he would say he's not going, because there are different shitas, so he held like that shita, it's a big deal. Now he changed his mind. So why would you say, in other words, maybe it's not right to say Izakoi, I would have never held the other shita. Didn't slug it up, didn't find the Mishnah Fakert in that Sora. Sorry, he held, you know, Kafsa and Zakafla, Kafsa Zakafla. He didn't slug it up on a Mishnah or a Brisa. So I think it's legitimate to say that for Gemara, like, what's the difference? There's nothing wrong with Paskinik. Nafkamina, here's the Yankusa. No question. The younger you are when you learn something, the more you remember it. It's nice and true. I remember things I went in third, fourth, fifth grade. I don't remember what I said yesterday. But seriously, it's called Gersa de Ankusa. You see, that's why it's very smack. It helps for a lot of things. It helps for memory, and it also helps for clarity. Like I always tell these kids, they're learning what Rabbi Mordechai Bernstein started the cycle of Jerome Kutcher Kairos for the kids. Like, nobody ever told them it's hard. So they're learning it. They're young kids. And you tell them a basic shot, like, an old man like me, sitting down with a Maseches Olos Perek test, the Beehive Perek, and it takes a lot of work to get it into my brain. The kids don't know what's hard, so they know, like, mental block. So that's another mile of gears of the Ankusa, but I don't know if it means that here. Normally we talk about that it's clear to him, he remembers it.
That's just his Mishkayim.
Mishkayim usually means remembers it. Although clarity certainly helps to remember. If you're not clear in something, you'll forget it much quicker than if you have clarity in it. Okay, but again, let's try to do more question, I think, because nothing wrong with having pasta the other way in the interim. Because it wasn't up to Schlund as a mistake. Okay, I think we didn't learn the Rashis from the top. So Rashi says, she ain't nicker shehu ner mitzvah. You have to remember, always, it took me like years to chop the whole sugya. Because we have electric lights. A Hanukkah light by them was the light of their house. That's how their house lights looked. There were lamps all over. And you really have to think hard and figure out how to make the Hanukkah lamp. It didn't go out and look like a mitzvah. Not, it should be nicker, it's a mitzvah. They didn't go out and buy fancy menorahs, maybe, or even a few, but inherently. I remember my first, what word am I looking for? Eureka? No. When I first moved to Eretz Yisrael, I liked to walk around just to soak up Eretz Yisrael, especially Yerushalayim. So we used to always go to Me'ah Shearim, my wife and my kids, they were young then. We used to go into Me'ah Shearim, we used to Hanukkah lift in Me'ah Shearim or the old city, and we just walk around and look at the different. To us, it was a chiddush to light outside. Even though in Muncie I lit outside, someone brought me back to Eretz Yisrael one of the lamps, and I was probably one of the few people to light outside. Not that I was so frum, but like, you know, stick. I don't know what it was. It was nice. Anyway, but there was still a big novelty to light outside. And we go outside, and everybody's lighting outside. And it's just very, very geschmack. You see all the different types of menorahs, and they're most of them are meeting the halachic requirement of, you know, above 3 tefachim and less than 10. And, you know, we know from windowsills. You know, it's not windowsills. So, and it struck me, so I was walking once, so one year we went to the old city. And they had, they didn't have street lights there, it was very dark. And a lot of people had outside, in like the in the bricks of the building, recessed, they had lights. And I, yeah. And I remember saying, "Wow, that's the problem. That's the problem." Because again, we have electric, so we don't even think. Why would anybody confuse? Like us, the hecker is, we're not electric. But I remember seeing that, and like, it just like hit me, epiphany. That's the way I'm looking for. Epiphany, like, that's the problem. This is how they live. They live with these lamps outside to light up the street. This is their street lamps. So you have to put it above 3, but below 10. Even though granted those recessed lights were, other than they were lower than 3, come to think of it. They were all lower than 3. The recessed electric lights to make light were all recessed, they were lower than 3. Anyway, okay. So Rashi learns, now it's interesting. We're going to see in the Rishonim the reason, because it's Zomer to the menorah, and the Beis HaMikdash. Also the Shabbos Laora. The Gemara is going to make it sound like Bizui Mitzvah. It's a bizoyon to use a mitzvah for a mundane purpose. And Rashi says, nikar shehu ner mitzvah. Shehu nikar shehu ner mitzvah. You have to do something to make it nikar. And again, we don't realize the pressing need for this. But this was their light. But the Gemara says, Menichal shulchano v'dayo. So to us, not that big a deal. You put it on your table and everybody knows it's Yechanik the light. But when they were Menichal shulchano v'dayo, that was how they lived, with such lamps on the table. So it was mamish, like just okay, that's what you gotta do. Menichal shulchano v'dayo. Okay. We'll continue tomorrow night, believe that, Mr. Chef. We'll learn, I think we'll focus tomorrow night on the Rishonim, that talk about why it's also the Shlamis Laora. Are you going to collect these and keep them and give them out again tomorrow? Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
I would like you to have them. Can I ask you a favor to put this in the right place? Thank you very much. Can I ask you a favor to put this in the right place? You know, once you're going to Shraga, this was left here by the people learning it during the day, so do the oil of a favor and put it back so people can find it. Thank you.